The push for an advisory referendum on reinstating the death penalty in Wisconsin comes at a time when the state's best-known freed prisoner stands accused of another crime. Stephen Avery served 18 years for a rape DNA evidence proved he didn't commit. Now he, along with his teenage nephew, face charges in the death of freelance photographer Teresa Halbach. Wisconsin outlawed the death penalty in the 1850s. Since then, there have been repeated attempts to allow it again, most recently by Senate President Ellen LaSay. The Republican from De Pere is not pushing for the legislature to reinstate it outright. He wants the public to have their say. That could be as soon as the September primary. Others say it would be better to wait until the general election in November, when voter turnout is better. Senator Fred Risser is against the death penalty and also opposes having an earlier public vote. The Madison Democrat was among those who think the Republican primary for governor will lure that party's faithful to the polls, slanting any referendum results.
My opinion is if you're having a referendum in September, that you're going to find out how the Republicans feel about it, but you probably won't find out how the general public feels.
Republicans say they're not looking for an edge at the polls. They point out there's also a big Democratic primary race in September for Attorney General. Senate Judiciary Chairman Dave Zinn of Eau Claire says the timing is not as much of concern to him as getting the issue on the ballot.
I got to agree with the Senate author, LaSay. If he wants September, I'm going to concur with that. But if there's an amendment to change that on the floor, I'm going to guess this is going to hit the floor on Thursday. If the chairman wants to change it, I will go with him. But this is an important issue for the state of Wisconsin.
Religious groups like the Wisconsin Catholic Conference have come out against the death penalty and are opposed to any advisory vote on it. Same goes for the Wisconsin Coalition Against the Death Penalty. That group says the poor are more likely to be executed because they often get inadequate legal representation. Wisconsin is one of a dozen states which does not have capital punishment. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.